Truth versus fact. When I was younger, I was told believe only half of what I see and none of what I read or hear. It sounded strange at the time, but so many years later, I have learned that this is exactly the world we live in today. The good news is, when you look at Luke chapter 8, verse 17, it says, "For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light." 2020 onward starts the fulfillment of this verse. Many will learn that so much of what we have been taught or shown since infancy has been lies. It is no wonder the framework of the word believe is L-I-E, lie. Since this world is Satan's domain, it is his nature and purpose to fill the world with lies and deceive. My cousin Gil and I talk about the difference between the truth and fact all the time. We even laugh at a discussion my brother-in-law and cousin Al had in Gil's house almost 20 years ago, debating what is truth and what is fact. The framework of the discussion was black men in prison. The fact is many are incarcerated, but the truth is many are innocent. Let me give you an example of truth versus fact. A fact: a man and woman are having a heated discussion in the street, and the man is trying to pry a purse from the woman's hands. An officer comes by and breaks up the argument and takes the purse and gives it to the woman, then tells the man, "I'm letting you go with a warning." The truth is that the woman actually stole the purse from the man's wife, and the husband was trying to get it back. Instead of finding out the truth of the matter, the officer trusted what he saw, which is what most do. But as you can see, what we see is not always truth. Folks, in this era of technology, CGI graphics, they can make anything look believable. But we must stop assuming that what we see is the truth, when indeed it is only fact. And in order for the truth to be revealed, we must dig, ask questions, and stop making assumptions and judging based on what looks like the obvious. Remember, the devil's main goal is to deceive you. Although I don't speak Spanish, I love watching Spanish novelas. Other than the obvious that they're beautiful women, love, and romance, the one definitive I've seen is that people judge other people all the time before asking for the truth or the other person telling the truth for fear of the consequences. I'm here to tell you that beginning this year, 2020, you will need to make a choice and draw a line in the sand. If you're willing to continue to believe lies that they call facts without questioning it, or stand on the side of truth and start asking the hard questions.